Hello and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby. Hello to everyone, and I'm glad that you have tuned in to the Successful Woman Radio Show, coming to you every single Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. For those of you that have just tuned in, make sure that you text someone, or if you're in front of your computer, email someone and ask them to tune in to the Successful Woman Radio Show right now. Simply dial in to 347-637-2589. Again, the call-in number to listen to the show is code 347-637-2589. And again, this is the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm your host, Trina Newby. We're broadcasting to you live, and of course, this is always a marvelous Monday, April 5th, 2010, and we're coming from the successful city of Atlanta, Georgia, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, dreams, and ideas a success. As always, we have a great lineup for you today. We have information on our upcoming teleclasses. We also have a question of the week. And, of course, our hot topic for today is spring into action. This is a beautiful season coming up upon us, and we want to make sure that we not only gain energy and go outside and exercise and go walking in this wonderful weather, but we also want to make sure that we spring into action in other ways for ourselves personally and also for our business. And as always, we'll wrap it up with our inspiration for the week. But first, let's hear a quick word about our sponsor, Women About Biz. Are you seeking ways to start or grow your business? Are you ready to get empowered with resources that can move you to the next level? Visit womenaboutbiz.com today and sign up for our free basic membership. That's women, W-O-M-E-N, about, A-B-O-U-T, biz, B-I-Z, as in zebra, womenaboutbiz.com. Of course, we have all types of wonderful resources for you, whether you're trying to develop yourself personally or whether you're looking to improve your business or get started in the business. Women About Biz is your number one resource online and offline. Make sure that you connect with us every Monday again at 12 noon. You can listen to it from your desk on your laptop. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, and you'll be able to listen online as well. Well, we're coming up, of course, with our featured book club. I'm so excited. Every time I read this book, Letting Go of Your Bananas, I get so many more nuggets from it. And, of course, I'll be sharing a couple of those nuggets with you today. But our book club has indeed resumed. Individuals are emailing saying that they are getting their book. Of course, the featured book is Letting Go of Your Bananas by Dr. Daniel Drubin. Learn 12 vital keys that can liberate you and your potential. Make sure that you go on womenaboutbiz.com, and right on the front page you'll see a link for the book club sign up. Purchase the book, read it, and join us on Thursday, that's this Thursday the 8th, at 7:30 p.m. for our live tele-discussion on the book Letting Go of Your Bananas. I want to also let you know about an upcoming teleclass. On Wednesday, April 14th at 12 noon, we'll be presenting our monthly Her Own Boss seminar. The description says, are you ready to follow your dream of becoming your own boss? Do you need a refresher in business startup 101? Register for this information-packed teleseminar and receive valuable information, including legal requirements, finding startup capital, preparing your strategic plan, setting up your daily operations, marketing on a budget, and personal development. Now, this workshop, it's a short class, but it's very effective. It normally fills up very, very quickly. So if you are interested in taking it, make sure that you go to womenaboutbiz.com, click on the word events in the top red menu bar, and register online. You'll receive your confirmation along with the conference phone number and PIN code to gain access. I want to go ahead. I'm really, really excited about our question of the week. As always, we always have questions from individuals that seem to just coincide with our theme, and we're really glad for that. And maybe that's because as women, we're all on the same page about getting things done. Our question today comes from Sanai, I do believe, in Orlando, Florida. She says, "Dear Coach Trina, okay, I'm a procrastinator, and although I try hard to get things done in a timely manner, it doesn't seem to work. It's beginning to have an impact on my business now, and I'll be the first to admit that I need help." Signed, Sanai in Orlando, Florida. Well, Sanai, thank you for writing in to us, and we want to just let you know, hopefully, that you're listening online, but if not, for all of those that are on the show, you will be able to hear a repeat of the show usually within 3 or 4 days after the show has aired. So I want to talk a little bit about procrastination because it is something that women, especially those of us who are multitasking women, tend to deal with. As always, I want to always let you know what's on Women About Biz, the website itself. So I want to first say that we have a great article entitled Procrastinate No More, which is located in the personal development section of Women About Biz. So you definitely want to go and read that particular article. And some of the tips that I am giving to Sanai today will definitely be coming from that particular article. Well, the first thing I want to let you know, Sanai, is that you are definitely not by yourself, and I'm sure our listeners can agree with that. Procrastination is one of those things that there is nothing to do but to take action on it. And that's where the problem is. There are different degrees of procrastination. Of course, there is procrastination because of fear of doing something. And then, of course, there's procrastination based on habit, a habit perhaps since childhood of an individual not taking action on things that are important, and they have just learned to wait till the last minute to get things done. And then you have those individuals who wait till the last minute to get things done because they're waiting for that energy. They're waiting for that buzz that they get when it's at the last moment, and that's not good either. Either way, procrastination has no place in the life of a woman who's trying to be successful in all areas of her life, okay? Now, I do want to let you know that although there are many reasons, you know, again, why individuals procrastinate, there are also some reasons that individuals have a tendency in the business world to procrastinate. So I want to give you what those reasons are as well, Sanai. Number one is a lot of business women procrastinate because they have not plan their daily operation system. They haven't had a chance to put an actual system in place. So that's one big reason right there. And, you know, for those of you that are listening, I'm going to speak from the coach's standpoint. With everything that you do, you always have to have a system. Systems are very, very important. And so oftentimes, if you find yourself procrastinating, it could be because a lack of a system in place. Also, doing too many of the little things instead of delegating them can cause procrastination as well. This, again, is pertaining to a businesswoman because when you have a particular project that you're trying to complete, and not only are you trying to be the administrator, the secretary, the event planner, and everything else for that particular project, it can become overwhelming, and the ball is going to get dropped in some areas. And oftentimes when you get overwhelmed, when you feel overwhelmed, that's when procrastination sets in, okay? So you have to be careful about that as well. And again, lack of focus and prioritization is another reason why individuals procrastinate. And so that's why I always encourage individuals that you really need to, on a Sunday evening, take a look at what you're trying to accomplish for the week. How does that enhance the goal, the overall goal that you're trying to accomplish? Know where you're going, because that helps a whole lot. And then, of course, a lot of women don't realize it, but a lot of procrastination can be due to health reasons as well. Perhaps you're tired all the time and you're lacking energy all the time. This could be due to sleep. This could be to going to bed late at night, working on projects. This could be to possibly a low blood count. So if you are if you are feeling tired all the time or if you lack energy, it's definitely something that you want to also discuss with your medical physician as well. And then, of course, businesswomen have a fear of being successful as well. That's right. We all have fears at some level. No matter how successful you are, fear has a tendency to creep in, but we don't want to let it stay there for long. So the fear of being successful, again, can creep on your making you procrastinate. Now, what I want to do is I want to quickly just go, Sanai, to some ways to help you in particular, okay? You didn't necessarily say what you were procrastinating on, so I'm going to have to address your question in a more broad manner, just with giving you some tips on procrastination, okay? The one thing that I can tell you that causes most procrastination is some habit. You must sit yourself down long enough. Sit yourself down during a time when you feel that you have the most energy for the day. Get out just a simple spiral-bound notebook or some notebook paper, and because what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to start writing out on that paper why you feel you procrastinate. What habits do you feel that you have that prevent you from getting things done? That's the first step, okay? You have to look at those habits. You have to identify what they are, okay? Because it's only after you have identified the habits that are holding you back are you able to do something about them, okay? Once you have to determine that you know what habits you have that are holding you back, the next thing you have to do is not just say, oh, now I know why I don't do this, because you don't want to use that as an excuse. What you want to do is you really, really want to figure out how you're going to handle each of those habits and eliminate them. Okay? So your commitment to take action is the next thing. Okay? You have to decide whether or not you are going to make a full commitment on eliminating the procrastinative habits from your life. Okay? So that means that whatever it takes to become more proactive in completing your task, you'll recognize when you need to improve upon them and make it happen. Now, oftentimes I also recommend that individuals work with a coach as well to hold them accountable, especially when they're trying to deal with something like procrastination. Okay, I also want you to identify when you have the most energy. Know the time of day when you have the most energy, because that's the time of day when you need to tackle bigger tasks that require focus and concentration, okay? And you also need to create some consistency. I also find out, especially for women, that when we procrastinate, a lot of the times we have a tendency not to be consistent on the way we do things, okay? So procrastinators have to have a very strict schedule. So I want you to try to start scheduling the times that you work on your business. Start scheduling and mapping out or plotting in your time management calendar the hours that you will use to work on your business, okay? And try to have them to be the same time every day. And, of course, break larger tasks down into mini tasks. And remember that you're not by yourself. Be, if you can at all, try to delegate. And then, of course, review your things-to-do list daily. Procrastination is not something that you can get rid of necessarily overnight, but I do believe in approximately 30 to 90 days you can see incredible improvements if you make a commitment. As always, to our listeners and to you, Sanai, I definitely would like to recommend to you that you schedule a 30-minute power talk session with me if you have not already. And for those of you that are listening and are not sure what a power talk is, it's an energized 30-minute phone conversation with me, your success coach, Trina Newby, addressing one or two challenges that you may have and coming up with solutions that you can put to use right away, okay? That said, and again, we want to thank Sanai for her question, and a timely question it is as well. Today we're going to be talking about something that most of us are ready to get moving forward with, and that is springing into action. You know, I see a lot of people out there that have on shorts, they have on their running shoes, they're ready to get going with exercising. The sunshine is just blazing today here in Atlanta, and I'm sure it's in many other areas. Everybody's into that spring mode, ready to do some great things. People are on spring vacation. A lot of things are going on. However, it's also time to spring into action with our business as well. Have you been saying something like, I'm going to get it done this month, only to find yourself repeating the same thing month after month or year after year? Have you been writing down a lot of to-do lists but not getting anything done on it? What about your bookkeeping? Is your bookkeeping up to date? Are you doing the things that you need to be doing for your bookkeeping? Well, today we are going to discuss three ways to spring into action with your ideas, dreams, and goals. Very, very important. And sometimes, especially for women, I like to compare the seasons of where we are at to doing different things. It's just a way to remind ourselves that as the seasons change, so do we need to change into positive movement for our business and for our personal lives as well. So let's just talk about springing into action for a few minutes. And I think that for those of you that are listening today, I'm hoping that you'll want to share a little bit about what you are trying to accomplish and what you're trying to get done. So what I want to do is I want to quickly pull three ways for you, just give you three ways that I think it will help you. The first is, of course, you must make a commitment to take action on your ideas and your goals. You know, I don't hear as many men talking about things that they want to do and not accomplishing them. Now, all of us as humans have that problem from time to time, but women have a tendency to say what they're going to do, and they have a tendency to really be able to express their dreams really well, only not to accomplish their dreams and their goals. So the first thing you've got to do is you definitely have to make a commitment. Verbally saying that you're going to accomplish something and doing it are, of course, two different things. Of course, a commitment backed up with action is what you want. A commitment backed up with action is the sure way to start accomplishing your goals. A good way to hold yourself accountable, of course, and I mentioned this to Sanae earlier in her question, is to work with a life or success coach that can partner with you in helping you to stay the course. For those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to Successful Woman Radio. I'm your host, Trina Newby, and I just want you right now, if you can, either email or text someone and tell them to get on this call. This is a wonderful radio show that we host every Monday. Our whole goal is personal development, of course, enhancing your life and giving you the tools that you need to succeed. Our call-in number is area code 347-637-2589. Again, area code 347-637-2589. And you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and we're discussing at this time springing into action, talking about getting things done, and we've just listed the first thing that you need to do to get things done. Now, for those of you that are on the call today, I'm going to ask you to just press the number 1 on your keypad if you'd like to share with us what do you want to spring into action with. Do you have a goal that you're trying to complete this month? Do you have an idea that you're trying to make happen and you've been saying it for a long time, but you really would like to commit and be serious about making it happen? If you have questions about that or how you might get that started, go ahead and press 1 on your keypad, and I'll be more than happy to take your call, okay? If you press 1, the number 1, we'll see your virtual hand go up, and our producer in the background will let us know that we have a call. I'm going to go ahead now and talk about the second thing that you need to do to spring into action, okay? Well, the second thing, of course, is that not only do you need to take commitment, that was the first thing, but number 2, you definitely may want to think about taking a goal-setting seminar or workshop. Goal-setting really is a skill. I've talked about that time and time again, and it's something that I have learned, and I'm still learning new techniques to improve my goal-setting. But a good goal-setting class or workshop to learn more effective techniques and develop your skills is always important if you want to make things happen. I think Sanae, who gave us her question on, you know, how do I help myself and stop myself from procrastinating, that may be something that anyone who's dealing with procrastination may consider also is in taking a good goal-setting seminar or workshop, okay? And, of course, the third thing I want to discuss in reference to just bringing into action, and I mentioned this before, is developing a system. You know, with everything that we do in life, it has to be put in some type of system. We can't necessarily just go and say, you know, I want to do ABC and then not put it into some type of organized fashion. Systems are very, very important. Knowing how you will accomplish your goal is important. You see, you must develop this system and consistently make sure that you are, I would say, writing down the things that are going to help you carry out your goal, okay? In developing this system, there must be a time frame that you would like to accomplish the goal, and then, of course, you must identify any of the challenges that might prevent you from accomplishing your goal. And then, of course, you must find solutions to rid yourself of anything that's preventing you from accomplishing that goal. And that's what a system is all about. Developing a system is going to help you identify all of those tasks necessary to see the complete goal through. How are you going to spring into action? How are you going to take action to make things happen for yourself, not tomorrow, not next year, and not the year after, but today? How can you spring into action? You're listening to Successful Woman Radio. I'm Trina Newby, your success coach. Press 1 on your keyboard or your phone keypad if you'd like to ask a question or you'd like to make a comment. We'd be more than happy to open up the call to you and hear what you have to say about springing into action. And I see that we have quite a few callers on the line, so I would be most blessed if someone on the line will press 1 and let us know what your goal is for this month. I also want to just share with you a couple of things about springing into action that you may not have known, okay? Why is it that most people do not take action on their goals? Why is it that most people sit on their goals and they really don't want to take action? Well, I want to share something with you, a term that I came up with many years ago, and I call it what I call the cloud nine disease. You see, most people would tend to come up with an idea or come up with a goal, and they would rather dream about it and dream in the clouds and be in the clouds about it than to actually put it into action. And I believe it's for two reasons. Number one, I think that sometimes when you're talking about your idea or talking about your goal, you can get a chemical energy mentally from just coming up with the concept or idea. That in and of itself makes you feel like you have accomplished something, that you are accomplished. But what happens is after a while, that feeling is going to die down and there's not going to be anything there, no accomplished goal at all. So I think that's one reason why a lot of women especially, why they can't seem to get things done with their goals. The second reason I think that women have a tendency not to be able to accomplish their ideas or spring themselves into action is because of fear. And we've talked about this word, this four-letter word before, but fear can just really creep in there, and it can just cause you to do a lot of self-talk that's unnecessary. You know, that self-talk that says, well, what if I do it and it fails? What if I do it and people have a negative reaction towards it? What if I do it and I wasted my money for nothing because I only had 2 customers? What if, what if, what if? You know, we hear that all of the time, and as a result, when you do that kind of self-talking, that kind of negative self-talking, that fear is going to creep in there and prevent you from doing what you want to do. So you really have to be very, very proactive in creating your system and making things happen for yourself. So this month, I really want you to spring into action. I really want you to take the time to create a system and make something happen for yourself. So I want to challenge all of our listeners today. I want to challenge you to just list one thing in a spiral-bound notebook. This will be your spring into action journal. I want you to list one thing that it's not. It shouldn't take you more than 30 days to make it happen, but you have been saying that you were going to do it and you have never did it, or you've been saying that you were going to start on it and you've never started on it, okay? So I want you to list that one thing, and after you list that one thing, the next thing I want you to answer this question is, if it doesn't get accomplished, how will I feel? If I don't accomplish this, how will I feel? Okay? And how will this take away from my joy, from my abundance, if I don't accomplish this one thing? Then go ahead and set out to do and write down tasks that you will need to take action to in order for your goal or your dream to be accomplished. I hope that all of you who are listening on the call today, I hope that you will find these words encouraging and that you will want to spring into action this April and that you will want to create a spring into action journal, just a simple spiral-bound notebook, and write in that things that you would like to get done this month. I would like to give you a couple of other tips as well. One of the things that helps me to really get things done on a weekly basis is every Sunday evening I ask myself, what is it that I would like to accomplish by this Friday? And then I look at my time management planner, and if I see things that are taking away from whatever it is that I'm trying to get accomplished, then I have to make a decision to eliminate that particular thing on my planner or cancel that appointment if it's not something that's contributing to my business in a positive manner. So you have to take a look at those things, and it's very, very important to be willing to commit to eliminate things that are not enhancing your life or enhancing your business, okay? Perhaps you just had a chit-chat lunch scheduled with a girlfriend. Maybe you weren't going to talk about business, you weren't going to do anything but just kind of catch up, but perhaps you could better utilize this time to accomplish a goal that's very, very important and you've been putting off. Your girlfriend will understand that you have to cancel that lunch and reschedule it at a time when you can, have the time for leisure activity. But making that commitment to your business, boy, that feels really good. And I think that all of you who are listening on the call today can agree that when you contribute something to your business, when you make things happen and you see the results, it's a wonderful feeling, and it lets you know that you could have done it all along. So I want you right now to be thinking about, what do you need to spring into action about? If we have anyone who would like to share what they would like to spring into action about for the month of April, please press 1, the number 1, on your touchpad or your keypad, and we'd be more than happy to entertain your comment or your question. At this time, we're going to go ahead and move into our inspirational moment. I want to thank all of you so much for being on the call today. I really appreciate it. And I just want to let you know that, of course, as we all are moving into April and we have about 7 months left in the year to accomplish our goals, we need to realize that only we can make our dreams come true. If you've been putting off your dreams and goals, there's no better time than now to take a stand and commit to what it is that you want to do, whether it's going back to school, closing one business down to start another, or losing weight. It all begins with a desire to take action for yourself. This week, I want to encourage you to take 30 minutes each morning to review your schedule and identify if you are contributing or taking away from getting your goals accomplished this week. Every Sunday evening, I want you to ask yourself, how can I enhance my life this week? You see, you have no control over the length of your life. You have no control over what others think of you. You have no control over decisions that others make. However, you do have control over thinking positive. You do have control over your attitude and how you treat others, and you do have control over claiming your dreams and your wealth. Today, my friends, make a decision to take control over having a joyful and an abundant life. We've come to the end of the show today. We're having a short show today, but I want to encourage all of you to tune in every Monday at 12 noon for the Successful Woman Radio, and to make sure that you share with at least 5 to 10 other women about the Successful Woman Radio show. Our call-in number is 347-637-2589. Remember, you have the choice to make a decision to take control over having a joyful and abundant life. This is Trina Newby, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the show today. I'll talk to you on next Monday.